202.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Happy to be with you wherever you're listening to this show. Wall to wall, we're going to talk about terrorism and the ridiculous pedal to the metal attitude of the administration to go after those from the Bush years after saying, we weren't going to do this. We'll also dive into what is it that makes people decide they're safe even when they're told to leave. In the case of a fire, in the case of a hurricane, in the case of tornado warnings, although with tornadoes, the last one, as many of you in the Midwest listening know, you don't really get a lot of time. You hear sirens going off, that familiar siren sound, and you take cover. Hopefully you have some place where you can go and to get away from it should the twister go by your house or rip up your house even, which I've seen happen. It's the craziest thing where you look down one side of the road, absolutely nothing. You look down the other side, and it looks like just somebody took an axe and chopped the houses to bits. The debris is incredible. And this, of course, relates to what's happening in California, in Southern California, right around Los Angeles. If you've ever been there as a tourist to go, say, to Disneyland, you know how spread out L.A. is and that mountain canyon region that you go through, let's say, on Highway 101, primarily, which cuts you all the way down. You can go all the way up through the belly of the beast in California. You can go from the south to the north. But in that area where you're going through the various canyons and you pass, whatever, Malibu, and then ultimately you get to Century City, etc., well, what you're seeing now is the forest in and around those areas are on fire, and people have decided they're going to stick it out. They're going to figure out a way to beat the flames. The flames, by the way, that have already put many firefighters in the hospital, but two, sadly, were killed as a result trying to get to a fire as fast as they can. Everybody knows it's pretty easy to surmise this. If you live in a wooded area, it's dry, 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 and you throw a match or something happens and it ignites a fire and it goes up within seconds. You have a wall of fire. Now you add up a couple of different fires all together and it's like a giant jigsaw puzzle and you're trying to figure out, as a fire chief would do, where can they contain the fire, the best chance, where do they cut off the line, and they're telling people, evacuate, evacuate, evacuate. See, here's the thing, people don't realize by not evacuating, what they're doing is putting more firemen in danger, grave danger, because what happens? I'm a professional firefighter. My job is to look for people, to save people, and, of course, put the fire out. So now we know that the Smiths and the Joneses and the people down the street from them have decided not to leave. So we've got to go and find them with everything burning like a crazy inferno around us. So you have had some people who have been trapped as a result. I fear that in the morning, because this is happening right now as I'm doing this show, America Tonight, there'll be some reports of some people that I hope won't be killed, but there are people that will be missing, I think, as a result, if they stayed in some of those canyons and tried to find a place to hide, because you really cannot hide from those flames. Speaking of not being able to hide, oh, it gives me such great joy to tell all of you this. First, I want you to hear this. Remember last week we were talking about Muammar Gaddafi and the fact that with all the gall of the Libyans, after throwing it in everybody's face about al-Megrahi and welcoming him home with a big parade where so many Americans were killed, so he gets off on compassionate reasons. The Scottish, a.k.a. British, decide to let him go. And we all know, wink, wink, it has to do with oil. That's what it was. It was an oil deal that was going off the rails. So this was a way to throw a peace offering to Gaddafi to have that all come together. And, of course, the oil deal came together. But all those families who remember back in 1988 that they didn't get the body of their son, their daughter, their niece, whoever, because they were blown to bits over Lockerbie, Scotland. So 38 of the people who were killed in that Pan Am flight, on that Pan Am flight, live in New Jersey. Gaddafi is coming to the UN to speak. So the Libyans have a house in Inglewood, New Jersey. Forgive me if you've heard this tale before. And he was going to stay there. And the house is a shambles. It was a little mini mansion that they didn't do anything with. It was a wreck. It looked like a haunted house, frankly, on the outside. So suddenly they had millions of dollars to spruce this puppy up. He was going to stay there, and the people in Inglewood and the people in New Jersey got wind of this. So the two senators protest about this. The governor is upset by this. And suddenly, magically, the State Department forwards a letter and says, I think there's been a change of plans. But first I want you to hear what Jack Flynn had to say. His kid was one of those killed on that horrible day back in December of 1988.
He wants to come and put a tent in New Jersey where so many of the victims were from. It is absolutely horrible.
And it was absolutely horrible for all those people to have to relive that. Obviously, they were reliving it with the whole al-Megrahi nonsense in the first place. Because remember, it wasn't until pretty late in the game, only like 9 years ago, when officially they got him, charged him with it, went through the process. So this has been was a long time coming anyway, in specifically putting a face with the crime. So then we fast forward. Here's Congressman Steve Rothman, and this is the end result.
He wants to come. He wants to come and put a tent in New Jersey where so many of the victims were from. It is absolutely horrible.
It took a few days, but the Libyans finally on Friday afternoon sent me a formal written notice that they were not going to be coming to Inglewood. And then a few hours later, the State Department sent me formal written notice that they would not permit Gaddafi to come to Inglewood.
All right, so there's the good news. Do we have some applause? Our daily salute right at the top of America Tonight. I want everybody listening to pay attention. This is what you do. You don't like something that's happening, you protest, you call your congressman, you call your senators, you call your governor, you write notes, you get their ear, you get other people involved, then you have a chance to play a part in something that could have been awful for those people. Instead, it's turned around. Now they don't have to have Gaddafi in Inglewood because it, of course, strikes a horrible chord with all of the people and what they've had to deal with on the heels of the al-Megrahi release, which was just a couple of weeks ago. That's what you do. That's called taking action. You find out about it and you follow through. I'll say this again. That's why we started America Tonight, because we don't like what's happening. Me, I don't like what's happening in Washington. There are other alternatives. I mean, frankly, I think it could be a good time even for a third party because there's so many frustrations with the Democrats and with the Republicans. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on the show as well. Obama's numbers dipping into the 40s, depending on what poll you look at, whether it's the Zogby poll or the Rasmussen poll. In the 40s right now, and this was a guy who, you know, hit his stride in the 60s, of course, when he first came on board. A lot of people really excited about the change with Obama, the people that, of course, went out to hear his speeches, and now disappointed as well in some of the things that have happened so far, 7.5 months into this new administration. Coming up on the flip side, healthcare. Where are we on that debate that's still taking place, even though nobody's back on the Hill? Hang with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives invested conservatively were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Call it is coming to a Congress near you pretty soon here. The break is almost over, so you know that that's what the buzz is anyway across the nation with the town hall meetings and with almost every talk show, whether it's radio, television, Time Magazine, Newsweek, etc., blowing it out when it comes to what's going to happen to the future of healthcare. A zillion statistics, a zillion ways to look at it. Ultimately, a lot of people cannot be thrilled with the idea of health care reform, at least in its current is the ridiculous 1,400 pages of House Bill 3200 or one of the other two proposed bills that would be worked over anyway, or the one in the Senate, because Obama's poll numbers are ugly. And, of course, the people around Obama care about such things because, you know, it's about re-election. In Washington, the day you're elected, for the people around you, it's about, we want four more years. I mean, that's the way they roll. So will he get four more years? You have to say that there are a lot of people that are disillusioned, not just hardcore conservatives, because that would be a layup, of course. But you have people, especially in the middle, independents, and that's scary. When you have independents or liberal-minded people who aren't thrilled with what they're seeing from Obama, particularly when it comes to some of the reversals that have happened and health care, saying, well, forget the public option, then, oh, no, we really kind of misspoke because then we were talking about some form of a public option. Every time there's controversy, every time somebody gets upset, then there's a reversal. It's happened like five times, whether it's the CIA or whether it's health care or whether it's any of a number of various things. That's what I think they're starting to become known as. When I say they are, because that's how you label it, the three different branches, right? This is the Obama administration. So Team Obama is really starting to get a rap for that. The Rasmussen Report, it does that daily presidential tracking thing, right? So for Monday, it shows that about 30% of the nation's voters strongly approve of the way he's handling his role as president. 41% strongly disapprove, giving Obama a presidential approval index rating of minus 11. And most of this has to do, from what's being put out there, with this whole idea of the health care reform, the shoving it down our throats and hurry up, and because, you know, health care was the most recent thing, and this is where you're seeing that the numbers are really, really, really starting to tank. Now, of course, when the president first gets elected, to be fair, they're going to have a higher number, of course. But then you see what happens somewhere. They settle in the middle. I'll give you some couple of examples. In 2004, George W. Bush got 50.7% of the vote. John Kerry, of course, what did he get? 48.3%. But Rasmussen was the only one that projected both candidates' totals within a half a percentage point, right, by projecting that Bush would win 50.2% to 48.5%. So then you move forward to the daily tracking, and initially Bush's numbers, particularly when it came to terror and feeling safe, were pretty high. And ultimately, as you get closer to the tail end of his administration, you see the numbers started to sink because people were tired of Iraq. And certainly when it came to the economy, they felt, I'm speaking for everybody, we felt completely burnt to a crisp on having to bail out banks and having to bail out the Wall Street fat cats who were making tons of do-re-mi. So you can take it of an entire 4 years and you can see the ebbs and the flows, but this is a bad time for this to go south. You've got Afghanistan, the economy, immigration hasn't even been touched yet, and, of course, healthcare reform, the number one thing. I didn't happen to catch this until a day later, but over the weekend in the Sunday Swirl, lots of talking heads about lots of different things, but I thought this one was really, really good. You have to hear this. Huckabee does a show on Fox, the former governor of Arkansas. He had on John Voight, the actor, who now is, he's a good actor, but he's probably recently, because of the tabloids, best known for being the father of Angelina Jolie. And boy, he does not pull any punches. Here's what he had to say to a live studio audience in a question he was asked about from Mike Huckabee about what's going on with the Obama administration and, of course, health care reform.
We're in a situation where, obviously, at this hour, we're being, the American people are being forced to do something they don't want to do. Let me say this. I'm here to validate all the millions of people who are opposed to the Obama health care. We're witnessing a slow and steady takeover of our true freedoms. We're becoming a socialist nation. And Obama is causing civil unrest in this country. What's going on? Well, we see, first of all, that the stimulus package didn't work. And now we see the government taking over banks. We see the government taking over over car companies, insurance. We're being told what cars we can drive, how much we can make. And now they want to take control of our health care and tell us what doctors we can see and what treatments we can have. The people don't want this. They don't want the government into their lives in this way. And they're happy with the health care they have. But it seems that Obama has made this a personal crusade now. And if it's successful, if he brings this off, then it will be his personal triumph. And he says, he keeps repeating, this is not about me, this is not about me. He says that, but as we can see, it really is about him, and he's arrogant and he's adamant that he's going to get this passed no matter what the outcry. And he's trying everything. even the so-called God card. If you love God, he tells us, if you love God, then it's your duty to vote this health care bill in.
All right, so it's particularly the last thing that John Voight said, and he's right on that, because that was one of the things that Obama started to go to, because this is the desperate times now to try to make health care reform go through, to have the number of people involved in it, or do the 51 thing, the nuclear option in the House, which would be 51, and that would mean, I think, you know, when Voight talks about civil unrest, people would become completely unhinged, because now everybody realizes that this thing exists, that can happen, throw it onto the Senate, then the push, of course, to fill someone in the interim for Teddy Kennedy's seat, so you get the 60, stop the filibustering, and it does feel like a train that's out of control. And it's not the straight talk express, it's get the hell out of my way, we are going to pass this come hell or high water. How many people feel that way listening to this show? Do you feel like no matter what, we're going to get a health care reform? And I can't believe it, but I'm not going to be able to go to my same doctor. I was told that that's not going to happen. I was told that nothing was really going to change. Then you're going to have to pay more money. Because, see, this ultimately is the thing. We keep coming back to this, and somehow it gets lost in the shuffle, and I don't understand this. The cost, the cost, the cost. You look at where the deficit's going to be, the projection, the horrible projection of $9 trillion, 10 years. That's outrageous. How do you make up that money? Now, with health care and the proposals that are out there, how do you pay for this without raising taxes? How's that possible? So then, if the idea is you're saying to the American people, no, we want to keep health care costs down, but, oh, wait a second, initially for the first two decades, you're going to have to pay a fortune, more than you're already paying. I agree that the health care costs are too much. There are other ways to finagle that. There are other things that can happen that could be so-called reform measures than what's been put on the table. And you can tell that there's a big discord here, and it's not just with people who are being labeled as the crazy, kooky extremists. It's people in the middle. It's people on the left. So it's not a surprise to me that Obama's approval is at a new low of 46%. 41% of the nation's voters strongly disapprove of the way the president is performing. What say you? 800-259-5791.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
We're swinging back into healthcare here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. And as I said before we stepped aside to pay some bills, here's the thing. Are we going to really have a choice with healthcare reform? Do you feel convinced by anything that you've heard, even if your stance was, no way, we can't have this, I don't like what I'm hearing, I don't like what I'm hearing about this end-of-life discussion, I don't like what I'm hearing about who's paying for what and abortions would be covered in it. I don't like that because I'm a Christian and I don't like that idea and that's wrong. Give me a break. And I don't like the idea that I won't be able to go to my own doctor. How can you tell me that I'm going to be able to go to my own doctor? Well, here's the thing. If the healthcare reform currently the way it's set up goes through anyway, you'd probably lose a lot of doctors. Already there's a drop off on the number of family doctors across the country. And you want to talk about wait times, I don't care what they say. Talk to the people in Canada, talk to the people in France, talk to the people in England who don't have the souped up extra coverage. It makes a big difference, a big difference. Of course, as always, I'm going to throw out the digits. It's your chance to react. This show is about America after all, so your voices definitely count. Whether I agree with the opinions or not, I welcome them all. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. So I mentioned that Obama's numbers were really low, and it's not just Obama's numbers, too. It shows the frustration in these polls that are coming out. In a new poll that Rasmussen did, because they poll other things, too, not just the presidential daily tracking poll, it came out that 57% want to replace the entire Congress. Yeah. and that even 70% of those not affiliated with either party, the Democrats or the Republicans, would vote to replace everybody who's there. And I think that the health care reform nonsense is just the catalyst for the frustrations bubbling over. It's so many things that you see happening when you talk about the financial bailouts, the meltdown, when you talk about the stimulus failing. And we're seeing a shift, right? And now, of course, there is a shift on the Hill because you have Democrats controlling both chambers of commerce. So it's not a surprise that the numbers of people who would want to vote and keep the entire Congress intact, Democrats would want to keep it the way it is. But the unpopular bailout plan, $700 billion there, $787 billion stimulus nonsense, the financial meltdown, all that stuff, all combined. I think people have had enough, period. Whether it's Democrat or Republican, I'll tell you, the time is probably ripe in the near future for alternatives. More people are starting to really embrace that idea of, man, maybe we need some other kind of alternative here. Because what's happening now is not working. It's not working. You know, it's funny. I saw something today. I was reading this about the Constitution. You know, when the Constitution was written, the guys who wrote the Constitution really thought that there would be a 50% turnover in the House of Representatives every election cycle, because that was what they saw during those times in state legislatures rather. And in fact, most of the people at the state level offered just 1-year terms. So for, 100 years after the Constitution was actually adopted, the turnover averaged 50%, as was expected. Much different now, right? And maybe that's part of the problem. The old thinking, the old dog with no new tricks, and pockets that are being lined by certain groups. Let's face it, supporters that want certain things that you are beholden to. So in the 20th century, the power which flowed to D.C., as was explained to me, of course, we know when it happened during the New Deal, you had less members of Congress who wanted to leave. And in 68, congressional turnover actually dipped to single digits for the first time ever, and it's been very low ever since then. So really, 68 was your big watershed year where you didn't have that turnover. Imagine if you had an average of 50% turnover every election cycle. I mean, perhaps it would be better. See, some people will tell you, well, it's not enough time to get things done. Congress moves like molasses, and you know, the person gets in there, they run on certain ideas, they want to accomplish certain things. They can't accomplish them, rather, in a short amount of time. It's just too bloody short. We can't do it. I don't know. I'm going to say hogwash to that. And if the people aren't doing the job that they should be doing that you elected them to do, then I would hope that there would be a quicker way to turn them out. Of course, we see that there's only so much you can do when somebody's running for re-election. And there are just certain people that have a stranglehold, I believe, on their particular offices. That's what you need. You need that fresh blood. So we may end up seeing a third party, a better way. Libertarians are starting to take hold. That idea, the Ron Paul idea, his son Rand Paul running for Senate in Kentucky, his campaign, although it's off into a distance, is starting to pick up real steam. And his ideas are similar to his father's. Smaller government. Chris is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing good. What's on your mind?
You know, I think you're right about that. I think you're going to see a silent revolution where we're just going to vote enough of them out in 2010 that the rest of them are going to get the idea. I don't know if we're going to go to the third party as much as we're just going to replace enough of them that come the 2012 election, they're going to be running scared at that time.
Yeah, and that's what happens. I mean, I'm glad you said that, running scared, because that was the point I made before. It's always about, Chris, the reelection. It's all the people around, whoever it is, whether it's from the top of the tree, which is the White House, all the way on down. It's always about the reelection, not about what are you accomplishing. It's about getting to the next step.
I want to see everybody get turned over, but if you see like a 40 or even as little as a 25% turnover, then that's going to get some attention.
Yeah, I think so, too. I hope it happens. I hope that we do see a turnover in some cases. I mean, we could look at particular states where we know it's brutal and the person should be replaced. And I hope that happens as we get closer and closer. 2010 is going to be really interesting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Chris.
Thank you.
Let's move on to Dave, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Dave.
Hello there, Kate. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Thanks for the jingle. What do you think?
Well, I called about health care, but the current topic seems to be the reelection. Just real quick in passing, I don't know if I'm allowed to say Jerry Doyle, but I listen to him sometimes, and I like the phrase that he uses, drain the swamp.
I agree.
That seems pretty apt. But I called originally about health care. I've heard a lot of people talk around this, but I've not really heard it articulated by anybody, that as it currently stands, my health care and the cost of it is between me and my doctor and my insurance company. And once the government gets involved, then it's part of their business. Right now, it's not part of the government's business at all, and I'd like to keep it that way.
Yeah, amen. I agree with you, because I think you get the government involved in it. It's not going to make I don't believe you're going to see great reductions, that it's so worth it for you. I think you're going to see that it's going to get fouled up, and there's going to be more red tape, and there's going to be more problems getting reimbursements and all the other steps in between.
Exactly.
That you have to go through.
Exactly. Name another government program that's run as expected or as promised.
I can't think of any.
Yeah, I draw a blank with it, too.
Yeah, it's funny. Someone said to me, well, what about the IRS? I said, are you kidding me, saying the IRS? On my own personal tax returns, which we go over with a fine-tooth comb, I've had them gunked up twice, so no.
Forget about it. Yeah, and that doesn't involve insurance coding and all that other jazz. That's just
right.
You and your money. So.
Right. Imagine. I agree, absolutely. Good caller. Call me again.
Thank you. Will.
Thanks, Dave. 800-259-5791. Paul's listening to us in Vermont. Hey, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your take on all of this?
My take of the healthcare system that we have aligned right now in some state-run agencies, there are different levels of treatment according to your status as far as your income.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it about, my wife just came out of a major surgery in Burlington, Vermont at Fletcher Island, and is having very, very bad time of her treatment. Her bladder was punctured during a routine hysterectomy, and different levels of care, it seems, for different levels of income.
Well, that's no good. We don't like that. You have insurance, right? You're covered, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Right, but what you're saying is, maybe they would have given us different care if we were higher on the food chain, depending if you're the average middle-class person.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Now, I agree with you there. I think it has to be, there are things that have to be changed. I'm for, Paul, we wish your wife well, too, by the way. Tell her that for us here from America tonight. That's a shame. I can't imagine she goes in for a hysterectomy and that happens to her. I'll explain on the flip side what I mean. And I said this before. I think there are things that have to be reformed, but not what we're hearing coming out of Washington and not the single-payer option, because I think that would make it worse. I think it would be worse for Paul and the rest of us, frankly. Stay with us.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt. purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors, you may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the things, see you call for more.
All right, you can throw your 2 cents in here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, 800-259-5791. You can feel the frustration, obviously, building across America, and it's not even just with Obama. I think it's with elected officials in general. And health care reform tilted it for everybody. They just pushed it over the edge. You know, they have that saying in poker, you tilt, full tilt. Well, this is definitely a tilt. And this is a momentous time, a moment where there may be exactly the kind of change the Democrats don't want to see that could be coming to a theater sometime soon near them. And it's called Election 2010. People are really, really fed up. And as I said, you can take all the labels and throw them in a bowl and mix them up. And I don't think it's just conservative GOP. I think it's liberal, independent, a lot of people not happy. And what happens in the fall with health care reform, we don't know. Paul, good caller from Vermont. I mentioned this. You know, I think that we need to have, and I feel badly for him as he's saying, look, I think there's different kinds of care for how much money you have anyway. And there is something to that because you can afford better doctors or maybe a better hospital or whatever the situation is. I mean, I'll give you an example of my own life. I have a lot of friends that are barely scraping by, and I have a couple of friends who are just for whatever reason, because I'm not taking anything away from them, they do really, really well. The ones who do really, really well, this one couple I know, every year they go and have full examination at the Mayo Clinic. So if anything's happening in that body, they're hoping and they're going to catch it. We're going to catch anything early, whatever it is. But how many people can really afford to do something like that and go to the best doctors, et cetera? I think that there should be reform in the healthcare industry because you do have problems with already. We know we're caught up into it with insurance companies and certainly with rates. and what the rates are and what your co-pays are and all that sort of stuff. There has to be a way to level the playing field there more, and I think that there is a way to do that. But I don't think all this other stuff is going to help. I don't think it would help Paul if there was a single payer, because then who knows how long his wife would wait for a hysterectomy. Then they would have varying degrees of how bad it was. And I think you'll find the situations where you're going to have long wait times for doctors unless it's really, really severe. If you are shot and you're in the emergency room, you'll be the first person seen. If you have incredible stomach pains and it turns out to be that your appendix is about to burst, but, geez, you don't know what it is, you're going to sit for a very, very long time. And you could say, well, you know, that could happen anyway. Sure it could, but I think you're going to double and triple that time. From all the doctors that we've had on this show, people in the field, people doing it right now, people who are finding that they're having problems themselves because they have high malpractice rates that they can not afford, so many of them are dropping out. The proof is in the pudding. I'm going to the resources. Let's talk to the physicians. Let's hear what they have to say, and we have done that. And they don't like the idea, obviously, because, of course, they don't want the competition, but they don't like the idea for other reasons, and they agree things should happen with some of the costs because it hurts them and it hurts malpractice and the amount they have to pay there anyway. Let's go to John, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, John.
How you doing?
Good. What do you think, John? We're throwing your two cents.
Well, on the what you was talking about with the term limits and getting them out of office, I think that's the greatest idea in the world. Me and a friend of mine was discussing this, and I think that you ought to have just get our representatives the lottery. We have to fill out the selective service stuff when we turn 18. I think we ought to just have people selective service into being representatives and preserve their job for when they get out of office, and then they just report to their constituents in their area.
Yeah, boy, that'd be a different way to do it. So that almost like you really truly would get we the people, because it could be the common man on down. Who knows?
Yeah, so that's what we had in mind.
Yeah. Yeah, and that would be true representation, because let's face it, we had someone on a couple of weeks ago running for office in South Carolina, and he was telling us that you have to have at least $500,000 to run, at least, but really more than that, almost $1 million. So how are you doing these fundraisers? Who's helping you? You know, who's paying the freight to help get you elected? And guess what? There are people that you owe all the way through however long you're representing that state. So what if you did it that way? Then you wouldn't be beholden to anyone. Yeah, and it would save money on advertising, too, by the way.
Yeah, it's kind of what I thought. You know, just turn them over, and then it's like it's all corrupt now anyway. It's just whoever's got the most money, and it's a popularity or lying contest, whichever way you look at it.
Yeah, I like that, popularity or lying contest. I'm going to steal that from you, John, okay?
It works for me.
Thanks. All right, so see, the idea is let's just have random. But then other people would say, well, is that person equipped to do that? Are you going to get the right kind of representation that you want for your state? And, you know, you could look at it that way, but you would get the common man's interest. Absolutely. Mark in New York. Hello.
Hi, Kate. I just want to take this has to do with health care, but you also mentioned the TARP and the money from the government. And you let me call every night. Let me talk. I want to offer, I just want to give you some quotes here, but especially John Voight. Very courageous what he said, but what he's talking about, and America knows, is the arrogance and the out of touch that Congress is with America. Now, I'm going to mention a couple quotes from this congressman, and you're going to know exactly who it is, but let me just go on. First of all, this is what he said in September of 2003 about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Okay, I want to roll the dice a little bit more in this situation towards subsidized housing. That's what he said. Here's another quote. In, as far as the GSEs, the government-sponsored entities, which is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, he said there's no federal liability there whatsoever. He said that in year 2000, when a representative, Richard Baker from Louisiana, was trying to get some oversight into what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac was doing. Do you know who that congressman was?
It almost sounds like Barney Frank.
Okay, Barney Frank from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Kevin Williamson wrote a column, 3 pages article about him called The Gambler in this week's National Review. It goes on and on, and the point is people are right to be outraged about what these people are doing. When it came to the TARP funds, listen to this. I didn't know this. I just read an article. When one of the banks in Boston was going under, it was called One United, a Boston-based bank that had long maintained a friendly relationship with Barney Frank. One of the guys, the husband of the board of directors, you know who his wife is? Maxine Waters. Mm-hmm. Whenever you brought up a problem with the bank, he claimed racism. He also had a sexual relationship. His longtime boyfriend, a guy named Herb Moses, was on the board of Fannie Mae. Mm-hmm. So could you see the conflict of the interest? The point I'm bringing up is you need to arm yourself with this information. Now, that woman that was at his town hall meeting holding up the sign that Obama was a Nazi, if she'd had some of this information, she could point this out. This guy doesn't care about us. He's been for the special interest, and when he's challenged, he claims racism and you're against homosexuals. My point is this. Keep it up, America. We are with you. And here is the thing. I have to ask this question. Why is this guy and people like him still in Congress? They have to be turned out on their ear peacefully in 2010 and in 2012. And not only this guy, but the rest of them. I want people like Don from Wyoming, Kate from Texas. I want you people to be citizen legislators. Get in, do your time, and get out. But it seems like it's well past that. Look, I'm not going to talk about revolution and civil unrest like way John Voigt did, but people have a right to ask the question, where is our money going? What are you spending it on? Apparently, this guy, when the information is right in front of him, how the GSEs and Fannie Mae, $100 billion, $200 billion in the hole, government sponsored by the taxpayers, they don't care. I said this once before, and I'll say it again. It's an ongoing criminal enterprise in Washington. They don't care about us, and they're doing everything they can. You know, they have to be turned out. And I pray that it's peaceful, because if they foment any type of violence, which their side will do, like that fella, that transgender fella did, he attacked the Democrats over Out West there, and they blamed it on Republicans, they'll do something to institute martial law. I'm telling you, you have to be peaceful, but people are tired, and excuse my French, they're pissed off, and they should be, because these guys don't care about us.
I just
wanted to bring that up and say, you know what, there's other information on both parties, but this mm-hmm. this colossal arrogance continues, and it has to be stopped. Thanks,
absolutely.
Babe.
Well said, Mark. Citizen legislators, how about it? Interesting thought, huh? Leave you with this thought. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. The informed people.